sued if someone rents your church or ministry facility for a wedding?
Here's a story worth hearing from attorney David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
Pastor Dave had a heart to help and serve the people of his community. When someone who lived nearby wanted to use the church for their wedding, he wanted to help. But he didn't know what would happen if one of the guests was injured at the wedding. Would it be possible for the church to be sued, he wondered. Fortunately, he called the attorneys at the Christian Law Association who discussed, is a written agreement really needed? Yes, it is. Is some kind of special insurance needed? Absolutely. Always be sure your insurance carrier knows what you're doing. If you're thinking about renting out some of your ministry space, call CLA to make certain that you have the necessary protection. You want to be a good neighbor, but you want to be legally protected.
Get the legal help you need from the Christian Law Association. You'll find everything you need at christianlaw.org. That's christianlaw.org. And we encourage you to sign up for our free e-alert newsletter. Again, sign up at christianlaw.org. And if you'd like to speak directly with one of our attorneys, our legal missionaries are standing by ready to help you without charge at 888-252-1969.
And we're now 8 minutes past 12 noon on our Thursday, the 26th day of January. Nice to see the sunshine out there. We're about 42 degrees here at the home base in Pisgah Forest, and very similar temperatures here in western North Carolina, and a touch warmer across the upstate. I think it's 49 right now in the downtown Greenville area. Well, we have Swap Shop that's coming your way here in a few minutes with myself and Pastor Eddie Connard. And if you've got the time, we would love to have you join us. Also, we invite you, if you've got something you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, got a lost and found announcement or item, maybe you're planning a garage, a yard sale, or an estate sale, or you're a business and you have job openings. That all fits. Give us a call at 828-884-9427. You can email wgcr at icloud.com, or you can visit us online, and that web address is wgcr.net. Just know if you go through our website, it takes it just a little bit for us to be able to see it. Taking us to Swap Shop time, Mr. Mark Bishop.
I'm just like you in so many ways. I've had my share of tears, had my share of rainy days. Yeah, there were ups and downs, and the seasons turned. But through it all, the greatest lesson that I have learned is to just let God be God on those little days, and He'll be God there on the bigger days. Why do we wait until things go wrong when we could have Him by our side all along? Let God be God in the best of times, and He'll be your God when you're going through the worst of times. If you need God to move in mighty ways, when you need God to be there on the bigger days, well, pray on the little days. More than a book sitting on a table, God can change your life. He's willing and He's able. All but we keep Him small, and then we stay the same. But we could change the world by calling on His name. Let God be God on the little days. He'll be God on the bigger days. Why do we wait till things go wrong. When we could have him by our side all along. Let God be God in the best of times. He'll be God through the worst of times. When you need God to move in mighty ways, when you need God to be there on the bigger days, pray on the little days.
Let God be God
on the little days.
Let God be God
there on the bigger days.
Why do we wait
until things go
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
To bring me salvation, lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to Him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone.
Norman J. Clayton is the writer of this hymn of the faith. He was a builder by profession, but his real zeal and passion was his life of memorizing the Bible, his joy of evangelism, and ministering in music. He worked with Jack Wurtzen and helped coordinate the New York City rallies for the Word of Life. He wrote the song, My Hope is in the Lord, who gave his life for me. He wrote this hymn, which describes what happened when he placed his hope and faith in the Lord. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, welcome, welcome, welcome to today's Thursday, pretty sure, 26th day of January, and the rain moved out, and it is a gorgeous day, a little chilly, and I think we're going to stay a little bit on the chilly side. I was reading earlier today about God bless the folks in the Northeast and the Upper Midwest. They have got a pretty significant storm that's going to be rolling through there over the weekend and dropping some snow, but no record-breaking amounts. But what's going to be the real kicker is the temperatures that will follow the snowfall. It's going to be down well below where they're normally at this time of year. And they actually had a wind chill dash frostbite chart. And I found that interesting. And I was saying, okay, so we saw some temperatures get down to below zero. And so what I was looking at is, okay, how long would it take frostbite to set in? And, you know, back when we had the really cold snap right around Christmas, we had some places that got to 5 below on the actual temperature reading. And then we had winds at, let's just go on the slow side of things, a 20-mile-per-hour wind at 5 degrees below zero on the thermometer. Frostbite will be visible in 31 minutes. Yeah. It will be in 10 minutes. Let me get my numbers right here. 10 to 15 minutes. So it's crazy. Some of the north area this coming weekend, they're saying that frostbite could set in 5 minutes. They're going to see that kind of temperatures to, God bless them. Your extremities always need to be covered. Gloves, hats, make sure you got on good socks. But man, I feel for those folks, so we're sure praying for them. And then yesterday I was remiss in commenting about Houston. Sure praying for the folks that were affected by, it was like a tornado that ripped through there. And somehow, from what I read, quite a few communities were not expecting it. And one, they interviewed a mom, and she said that she had no idea until a window blew out in their home. I mean, they knew it was storming, but definitely praying for all of those folks. Been kind of a crazy roller coaster ride with the weather for sure. Let me give you a prayer request / news story. Pray for rescue personnel from Transylvania County and nearby assisting agencies. There was a vehicle that they found parked at the Pink Beds, the overlook there up on the parkway, the Blue Ridge Parkway. And they found the vehicle behind a closed and locked gate. It appears that the gentleman who was driving the vehicle, a 39-year-old man, was reported missing on Wednesday, yesterday. They don't think foul play, but they are looking for him. And last night at 8 o'clock, they were still searching. And the best I could tell this morning, that search was ongoing. And they are looking for 39-year-old Osha Ray Berry, a white male. And that's the only description that they gave. So if you've got any information, have maybe been up in that area and saw something that you've thought maybe looked, you know, out of the ordinary or looked odd to you, give the Transylvania County Sheriff's Office a call. And we're sure praying for a good end to this. The number there, 884-3168. And, of course, we're praying for the gentleman to be found safely, but also praying for those that are out and about doing that search. Well, a couple of different things here. Tax time, well, that's not really a happy subject, unless you get a refund. And then if you're in the refund stage of life, you are ready, got your paperwork filed, you're just waiting to hit the button for submit.
Am I?
I'm not. We're not.
No.
We are the April 18th people.
Yeah.
That's the deadline.
Kind of the, yeah.
I know, I'm just being pitiful. Honest with you.
Yeah, unfortunately.
When you lose those tax child credits, you know, when your kids time out on you and then, yeah bless them.
Is that what they call it?
Well, time out was kind of that was my take on it. But they were doing they did a story today for folks that, you know, as we head into the tax season, that many of the pandemic tax breaks that we saw last year or whatever are not going to be felt this year.
Nope.
So they were just putting the word out, your refund may be smaller than last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that had to do with COVID.
Yeah,
I heard a story talking about there were some allowances that were being given every month through some welfare benefits regarding extra food money,
okay,
things like that, because people were at home more.
You know,
kids were out of school, so they had to try to help supplement some, you know, the folks that were receiving benefits there. A lot of that's going to stop. I think the average was like $95 extra a month.
Yeah.
That was going to be taken away. So, yeah.
I guess it all adds up.
Well, you know, I'm glad that COVID is gone. Well, it ain't gone. I misstepped there. It's not gone, but unfortunately, you know, the money part.
Yeah,
I imagine, you know, has kind of taken the back seat now. Yeah.
They called it the stimulus funds other things. So just letting you know that don't be shocked. I'm not saying it's going to be less, but don't be shocked if your refund amount is less than what you may have been expecting.
Yeah, well, and there's just so many hoops now. I heard a story earlier. I think Dr. Gibbs was talking about it, that there are some people now that have to be fingerprinted by the IRS, that you have to have fingerprints on file with the IRS if you are if you're the principal person for some organizations, you know, that deal with lots of money.
Hmm.
That's one way they can prove who's submitting this information, you know. It's kind of, I ever thought that was strange to me, but it did come straight from him that, the IRS. So, you know, he would know that, you know, that the IRS is required, not for us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you have a question, if you're a principal holder in a company or something like that, you know, they might require it. So you might want to give them a buzz or look it up on their website.
Yeah, CLA,
You can go to CLA and they'll answer that question right away for you, because we announced, you know, it was on one of our programming. So. A lot of changes.
Yeah, it is. It is the world we live in today. So appreciate Brother Daniel sending this to me.
Okay.
Wanted to let youth and veterans and military personnel know that waterfowl days are scheduled for February 4th and February 11th.
Waterfowl.
Yeah, so I guess it's like special hunting of the migratory game birds for this season. And they have the special youth hunt, and then they have a special day in conjunction with the youth for veterans and military.
Okay, well, good.
So there you go.
I never was much of a bird hunter. I don't know. I'm not a big bird hunter. I mean, I tried a couple turkey hunts one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't so.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not a duck or a goose hunter.
I have heard that grouse is really good to eat.
Yeah.
I've never, to be honest with you, I mean, chicken and turkey, and that's about as crazy as I get with the birds.
Yeah,
I don't even think I've ever eaten duck.
If I could have put a round in the grouse that scared me half to death on a deer hunt one morning, I would have. Yeah, when I rousted it from its nest, when I stepped over a log, walking in the dark, trying to get to my deer stand, and it flew up between my legs, and it took off flying. All I seen was a dark shadow going through the trees, and it sounded like a helicopter taking off. At least that's the way my story's going to read, and I'll stick to it. But if I could have put a round in that one, I'd have had him for lunch.
Bless.
But anyhow,
that scared me.
It literally made my heart jump out of my chest. I thought I was leaving here. But anyhow.
Know, there's a lot of the folks that I know that, you know,
they still do
now,
it. Yeah.
But yeah, and they say that grouse is great.
Yeah.
Tastes like
chicken.
Everything.
I couldn't resist.
I couldn't resist. The general point of comparison, chicken.
Some people say rattlesnake tastes like chicken.
I have actually tasted that?
Have you?
Yeah, kind of by accident.
Frog legs taste like chicken?
Nope, I've never tried that.
No, I won't either.
Yeah, I've tried alligator by accident.
They would trick you into it?
They did.
They did. Yeah.
It looked like little chicken fingers. It was a little appetizer, and it was breaded.
You can make anything look like chicken fingers if you really want to.
I mean, I've said you could probably bread dirt and deep fry it and put some cheese on it, and I would eat it.
Yeah,
but
you can make it look like chicken fingers.
Yeah, but for sure. It was pure accident. But both of them, they were decent. It was just reminded me of a white meat thing.
You wouldn't starve to death. You could, I mean, if you could find some alligator or
Well, I don't know that I would cook it, but you know, again, my grandma said about spaghetti, I've never been that hungry. Yeah. She didn't like spaghetti. So I would kind of say that is a mental thing with frog legs. It's okay.
Yeah.
I do like oranges, and I know a lot of folks do, and we may be paying more for our oranges coming up. Yeah, the number was pretty staggering out of Florida. Of course, they had, they've had the big freeze.
Right.
Maybe even more than one.
Yeah.
They had Hurricane Ian that came through, and I think they were putting Ian's damage somewhere around $247 million just to the citrus crop.
Yeah.
Just to the oranges.
Yeah.
Because at one point in production, Florida produced 90% of all domestic orange juice.
Wow.
90% of the country's orange juice came from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's been tapering off, and they say now it's about 50-50. They split that with Mexico and Brazil.
Okay.
But here's the number that staggered me. Because of the, again, Ian, and because of the freeze, and they're having trouble finding people to work.
Oh, wow.
We've heard that one before.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They say the Department of Agriculture predicts that there will be 18 million boxes of citrus enter the retail market from Florida.
Uh-huh.
That is the lowest orange supply to come out of the state since 1937.
Hmm. Wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Nearly 90 years.
They said the growers there are just hoping to break even.
Hmm.
And that's sad. God bless these folks. This, for many, it's their livelihood.
Right.
It's how they support their families, and they pay their employees and, you know, put food on their own tables.
Yeah.
So I'm sure praying for those folks. God bless them.
Well, I mean, we really don't understand, most of us who are consumers, the delicate balance of our food chain in our country.
Yeah.
I never realized it. I really, be honest with you, I really didn't even pay it no attention until Pastor started talking about it during a prayer time when the war with Ukraine and the Soviet Union started. Well, Russia, not the Soviet Union. There's no Soviet Union anymore. But with Russia and Ukraine. And then when the blockades around Ukraine started, and then I'm hearing these stories about all this grain, all this grain that Ukraine produces to the world.
And I never
really, you know, thought of that number, but it was staggering. The numbers, the amount of grain that the country, a small country, not relatively small, a country like Ukraine, exports to the world.
What, and fertilizer? And wasn't it a big deal that over summer, folks trying to get fertilizer for their gardens?
And it's delicate all over the world, and we have this world global economy, if you will, that's so reliant. And then when you have things like war.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, these that we're taking the verses right out of Scripture when it talks about, you know, there's wars and rumors of wars and pestilences and earthquakes and diverse places and all these things are coming together. And then when they converge at once, such as you have like in Florida with hurricanes and freezes and lack of workers and all that stuff, how delicate those things become. And we're seeing it on the shelves.
We are
seeing it, start to see it on the shelves and in the pocketbook.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Big time.
But I'm very thankful that the apple crop was so good this year.
Yeah.
That was a blessing.
It
because
was.
The apple growers, especially, you know, in Henderson County, that we can reference there, you know, it had been such a volatile time with, you know, a couple of bad years back to back with things happening. So it was good to see that it was good.
Good deal.
Well, as far as the weather's concerned and things being good, Groundhog Day is coming up, February 2nd, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they'll all be looking to Pennsylvania to Punxsutawney Phil, the most pampered rodent in America and possibly the world.
Oh, Okay.
Actually, how this whole thing got started, I don't have a clue. But where I was going with this, mm-hmm. in Brevard, they don't do a groundhog. They do white squirrels.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're going to have an event in downtown Brevard, Railroad Depot on Railroad Avenue, 10 o'clock on the 2nd, which is what, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. No,
Thursday. Thursday. Got my days wrong. So Thursday, a week from today's Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We've had a winter. Yes, we had the really cold winter at Christmas time mm-hmm. and the temperatures. But are we going to see snow?
Do they do the same criteria? Does the squirrel have to see his shadow?
I don't know.
Or not see his shadow?
I don't know.
They use the same criteria?
I think in keeping with tradition, Pisgah Penny will do the weather.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure. I was trying to see. She also is going to be predicting the winner of the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Okay.
She is talented.
All righty then.
And you know what? If she's trying to go to the Super Bowl, she not only needs to be talented, but she needs to be independent wealthy.
The world has gone to the rats.
True that.
My soul.
Vermin. here we go. I saw this and I could not believe it.
Okay.
The average ticket price for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Just one ticket. This is not to get there.
No.
It's not to eat. It's not to buy part of the franchise and the team you're watching. It's just to go sit.
$1,500.
Nope. Sit in a seat. And I'm not guaranteeing this will be a good seat.
Not $1,500?
Nope. Try a little bit more.
How about $3,000?
Nope.
$5,000?
$6,076.
Wow.
Yeah.
$6,000 to go to the Super Bowl.
For one ticket. And that's not to get you there or to feed you or house you or nothing. That's to get in the stadium door. I couldn't believe it.
And there'll be 80,000 people there.
There's no telling. Yeah. So, $6,076.
Incredible.
And they go on to say that this could end up being the highest ticket price in years. But gravy.
Yeah. So we're just figuring.
We'd say 6,000.
Well,
I'm just gonna say
we'll do $6,000 on the average ticket.
Yep.
At we'll say 80,000, which is the average between 70,000 and 80,000 people at a stadium.
Okay. Yeah, and it may be more.
Of course, that's simple math, but that's $480 million just in ticket sales.
$480 million.
That's represented by the if every seat gets filled.
Wow.
Not including trips to the,
the
restaurant, concessions,
the memorabilia they'll buy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I might imagine, and I know this for certain, that that's the average ticket. That's not the price of tickets, say, near center field or near the 50-yard line.
Yeah, no.
That's not the prices for half.
This is average.
Yeah.
So, I'm saying probably midway up, probably toward the
nosebleed is what we used to call it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Take your binoculars and you're there just to say you were there because you watch on the big jumbo screen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And again, I'm not against football, none of that.
No.
I'm just saying, wow.
I can find a lot better ways to spend $6,000.
I just can't. Anyway.
$480 million.
One game.
For one game. That's how much the NFL and the stadium and all the everything is going to.
The teams,
they'll
split
all that up.
Yeah, they'll
split all that up and everything, but still.
It really floored me.
On entertainment.
It really did floor me. But if maybe you want to go and you want to get some extra cash, maybe you could help out this website. And they're looking for employees. They're looking for some folks to fill a specific niche here. It's a mattress reviewing website. So it's a website that does reviews on mattresses, which if you tried to buy a mattress lately, wow, it's no longer do you want just soft or firm.
Right.
They want heat control, snoring control, climate control, technology. It's going to move when you move. I don't want to sleep in a bed that's smarter than me.
Yeah.
But you can get paid $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
To eat cheese snacks before you go to bed.
Huh.
I'm serious.
$1,000.
Yeah. Sleep Junkie is the name of it.
Okay.
They're seeking 5 dairy dreamers for a study that they're going to address the commonly held belief that consuming cheese or other dairy products before you go to bed leads to nightmares, to having bad dreams.
Oh, yep. So if you want to be part of the sleep study.
Yeah, $1,000 they'll pay you.
$1,000.
You go and eat some cheese before you go to sleep, and then when you wake up, you tell them what you dreamed.
Okay. I mean, that's not so hard to do, I guess.
But you got to do it for 3 months, because I'm thinking, one night,
Oh, so they're only going to pay you $1,000 for 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh, see, now that's getting a little weak.
Yeah.
That's weak.
Because they're going to evaluate your sleep quality, your energy level throughout the day, and then you have to report on if you had any dreams or nightmares after consuming cheese products before going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. This is real life, and that's sad. But they're accepting applications through the 10th of February if you're interested.
Well, you know, if you haven't got anything else better to do with your life.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, this comes from Ms. Karen. Thank you. Ticketmaster, which is the official ticket marketplace of the NFL. These are official numbers.
Yeah.
They've listed tickets started at $6,800 for the lowest ticket.
So I was on the low end.
So that was on the low end. And reaches all the way up to, for VIP seats, $81,800 for VIP seats.
For one.
So that $480 million, that was just the simple math based on $6,000 a seat. Now, there's a bunch of VIP seats that's going to be there. And they are selling for nearly $82,000 a seat.
I live in a different world than.
But can I? I'm going to elaborate here for a second.
Elaborate.
Church seats are free.
Amen.
Seating at the greatest gathering of people in the world.
Yep.
Weekly, oftentimes 3 times a week, is free seating.
Yeah.
At least in the places where I've been.
Amen.
Free seating don't cost you a dime. Matter of fact. If you come, you'll get blessed, and you can leave from the table filled.
Amen.
And it won't cost you a penny.
Nope. And it's climate controlled. You're not going to have.
Because we don't charge people to come to church, there must be people think there's something wrong with it. But boy, you charge $7,000 a seat. And we'll pack it out.
Well, we're kind of in Faith Promise Month here. Yeah. So when I read that, my mind automatically went to what would that do on the mission field?
Yeah.
And again, I don't have anything against football at all.
No.
I enjoy watching it every now and then.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine, even on the low end, of $6,800 for one seat.
Anyhow, we'll
move on.
Again, they better quit.
A big thank you went out to everybody from the American Red Cross. They say that last year that was a good year. They had 2.2 million donors, and they had just under 500,000 first-time donors. And I think that number is what really excited them, because they said that, you know, unfortunately, COVID took a lot of the regular donors, you know, out of the loop and donating. Mm-hmm. And COVID was a hard time for the Red Cross because the need was still there, but they couldn't hold their blood drives and what.
Right.
So they said, just thank you. Again, 2.2 million people donated blood last year.
Yeah.
And the need remains, though. I don't think they ever get to where they say, no, don't donate. We don't need any.
No.
So if you'd like to find out about a blood drive nearest you, or if you have questions, you can go to redcrossblood.org for how and where to donate. Again, redcrossblood.org. Yeah.
And I think, folks, if you realize how important it is, just from one donation, simply just one donation, benefits so many individual needs.
Yeah.
Okay? Just your one pint of blood. Or one unit of blood, however that they want to measure it, can benefit so many different parts for people who may just need platelets, or somebody who needs plasma, or so on and so on and so on. Pack cells, all that stuff. So anyway, consider that if you're eligible and if you're able. please consider doing that. Such a great, great thing.
It is. We've often said it's something that has to be given.
I want to say this too. In addition to that, we have a newer program, even though it started last year. Area EMS, and I know Henderson County is doing it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple of more counties in Western North Carolina that are doing it. They've gone through specialized training. If they are dispatched on particular trauma cases, that they have the ability now to start life-saving blood transfusions in the field.
Oh, wow.
And so on ambulances, paramedics have been trained. Wow. They are doing it now. They know that if they're getting dispatched, they can have that blood ready to take with them to go to that accident scene or wherever, if there is there a need for blood. I know the helicopter service have been doing it for quite a while, but now ground units are able to do that as well. Because a lot of times, even a 30-minute ride to a landing zone.
Yeah.
So now we've got paramedics. I know Henderson County is doing it, and I know a couple of other counties in our area are starting past year of giving blood transfusions in the field.
That's wonderful.
And that is a wonderful thing to do. Incredibly, incredible life-saving measure.
Yeah, and so again, we can't urge you enough that if you're physically able and you can donate, please consider donating blood.
For sure.
Again, you got to donate it. It can't be generated in a laboratory.
Absolutely.
They can split it out and help multiple people with a single donation, but they can't make it from scratch.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, we are 31 days and counting as we head towards Share-a-thon, and well, I'm looking, one month from today. It just dawned on me. Our kickoff service will be on February 26th at, we'll start at 5:30. Excuse me. And we would ask you to join with us in praying today that the general budget would be met.
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor mentioned on drive time yesterday that the general budget will be the same as what we raised at Share-a-thon last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it's not going up any. The day and the network and the general sponsorships remain $400,
right,
which is what they were last year. So we're looking forward to what God's going to do. Pray with us, and again, pray that the general budget would be met.
Amen. Thanks for everybody who's going to take a part. Be praying now, and again, talk it over with your churches, talk it over with your families, and we certainly enjoy reading and letting everybody know every day, that's at the top of every hour, your day, if you're sponsoring a day, or whether you're sponsoring the internet, we enjoy doing that. Thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
We know we can't do it without you.
No.
that's for sure. It's a given.
That's right.
And I don't ever enter a day where I'm not mindful of that it's through the kindness and generosity of God's people that we're able to keep doing what we do.
Absolutely.
And we thank you for every day that you've allowed us up to this point. And we trust that until the Lord comes back, He'll find us faithful.
Yeah.
And overseeing the ministry He's so kindly given to us. And it's not us. When I say us, it's everybody that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
The people in this building are just a very, very small part of Anchor Broadcasting. But it's the Lord using folks like you to continue, and we sure do appreciate it.
Amen to that.
Well, we'll jump in here for our swap shop items because I want to make sure that we get them in here, and also want to make sure if we've got time to swing through a couple Carolina calendars.
Yeah.
If you've got an item, 828-884-9427, just give us a call.
All right, we've got several job openings. Folks have been taking us up on that offer, as we like to do, for announcing job openings, and so we've got a few. Here's Kaysen Builder Supply. They're looking to hire several positions in the Brevard and the East Flat Rock offices. Current available positions include inside sales representative, a CDL Class A or B driver, and yard staff. They are full-time positions Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and some Saturdays, a half day. Vacation and insurance benefits are included. You can visit their website at kaysenbuildersupply.com, all one word, or fill out an application there, or come by one of their offices. You can also reach them by phone at 828-692-5716. And this dear sweet lady, she's a member of my church as the office manager out there at Flat Rock and she'll treat you kind. She'll take care of you. If you need a job, go to Case and Builder Supply.
Amen. Here's another job opening. The Brevard Post Office is looking to hire three positions. They need a mail processing clerk. The shift begins at 5 a.m. They also have a rural carrier that's got flexible hours. Your shift begins at 7 a.m. and an assistant rural carrier, Sundays and holidays, and shifts begin at 9 a.m. You get 20 to 40 hours a week. You can stop by the Brevard Post Office between 8:30 and 5, or you can go to their website at usps.com/careers. Again, usps.com/careers, or you can call 883-9380, 883-9380.
And the lady did call me about that one this morning, says that if you call and you don't get an answer, that's because they're very busy back in the back, so you can go by the office or go to their website.
Yeah.
And but you don't feel free to stop by their office between 8:30 and 5. They'll help you out. For sale, some kitchen cabinets. They have the white shaker style, 10 wall, 8 base, and 1 pantry that's a size 18 by 84 inches. Call for the other sizes. They are the Lowe's brand. They're asking $2,500. 877-3099, 877-3099.
And Swap Shop is intended for, you know, individual use, but new businesses in the area, we give a shout out and welcome to the area. So Fine Line Turf Landscaping is in the area, and they do mowing of grass, small grading, scraping driveways, small tree work, anything along that line. You can contact Fred at 768-7189, 768-7189.
Also, the Fairview Rest Home has openings for nurses' aides, for second shift and third shift. Call 828-628-1066 and ask for Kathy or Laura. Or to apply in person, you can go by 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview. Again, Fairview Rest Home has opening for nursing assistants, second and third shifts. Call 628-1565 or go by their address at 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview.
Some items for sale. They've got a wind-up version Valentine music box, $15. An Easter doll that's on a stand, brand new, $10. And a new bedroom lamp for $20. 883-3915, 883-3915.
And the wheat trade is coming to Western North Carolina Ag Center February the 24th through the 26th. And if you have little ones, teens, or are expecting a little one soon, this sale offers the spring and summer seasonal clothing, toys, and so much more. Or if you have items you would like to get rid of, to consider consignment with them at Weed Trade Carolinas. Again, coming up at the Ag Center February 24th through the 26th. And you can call them 606-3012.
Here we have an individual looking to buy guns, pistols, and rifles at reasonable prices. Also for sale, they have some equipment from a McDonald's that closed. They've got a deep fryer and also grill items, and they have some new McDonald's Happy Meal toys. Some, you know, of those toys can be quite collectible. And then they have a top cover for a 65 or 66 Mustang convertible. 255-9033, 255-9033.
And here we have several items for sale. Used wooden pallets, $4 for the regular duty pallet, $6 for the blue heavy duty pallets. Also a 7-month-old Royal Tom Turkey. He's white with black iridescent stripes on his tail. He's a threatened species. Only 5,000 exist worldwide, and they are a great breed bird or show bird, asking $100. Also, they've got some pygmy goats. They've been hand-raised, gray with black boots, extremely intelligent. Males are $150, females are $200. 553-9709, 553-9709.
The Boylston Baptist Church is currently taking bids for mowing of the church property in the upcoming mowing season, 2023. If you're interested, contact Mr. Clyde Bryson for more information, 707-4297, 707-4297.
All right.
I think Miss Lydia had one that was called in. It might be there on the text line if you
gotcha. Oh, thank you. I was looking at the wrong screen.
That's okay.
Here is a Yorkie, or I imagine that would be a Yorkie and Terrier, so they're mixed. They're not full-blooded Yorkies, even though a Yorkie is a Terrier. Yorkie and Terrier mixed puppies, 1 week old, looking for a good home to take them in about 6 to 8 weeks. $200 negotiable fee to insure for a good home. 828-575-4118. 828-575-4118.
Yeah, the American Kennel Club came out with their list of most popular dog names. Not only do they people do you know, a list of names for babies, but now they have dog names.
Oh, okay.
And the top dog name for a female dog is Luna.
Luna. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And the top dog name for a male is Max. I could see that one.
Yeah.
Luna,
yeah.
I kind of thought, I don't know, you know, Lucy was in the top five. So I, and Daisy, though I can see that, you know, but there you have it. If you're looking for a name for your dog.
Yeah.
Do we have, I think there was one more in email about the youth pastor.
Thank you for reminding me there. If I can pull it back up here, let's see, where did it go?
It's it's highlighted there, I think.
Oh, it is, ain't it? I have to put it in bifocal range.
Okay.
My apologies.
Do you want me to hold it?
I got it. The Liberty Baptist Church in Candler. Liberty Baptist Church in Candler is searching for a youth pastor. All interested candidates, please send resumes to Pastor Derek McCarson at DM4Truth. That's all one. DM4, the number 4, truth, at gmail.com, or call 828-273-7991 for more information.
All righty.
All right.
And let's see here. I don't. Well, that might be a Carolina calendar above, but we can. We'll see on that one. But
okay.
Wanted to just run through a couple of things that are going on. The Transylvania County Board of Education will hold a special called meeting this coming Monday, January 30th at 6:30, in the Morris Education Center on Rosenwald Lane in Brevard. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss the search for a new superintendent, as Mr. McDerris is retiring.
Yeah.
And we thank him for his years of service. But this meeting is open to the public, and it will also be live streamed via YouTube. And you can find that pretty easy. Just search Transylvania County.
All righty. The Hoopers Creek Baptist Church and Pastor Philip Youngblood invite you to their annual men's prayer breakfast coming up on Saturday, February the 4th, starting at 8 a.m., The morning will include preaching, prayer, food and fellowship, and special singing by Middle Cross. And their guest speaker will be Brother Stephen Aldridge.
Amen. Yeah. Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville is gearing up for the Smoky Mountain Jubilee, February 13th and 14th. Monday services will begin at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and then again at 7 that evening. They'll have supper about 5. And then on Tuesday, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m., with breakfast, lunch, and supper served on site. Preaching Monday night is Pastor Tony Finney. Tuesday night, Pastor Alfred Willis. And then the morning and afternoon preachers will be called from the floor. They'll have the AG family there with special music, and motel rooms are available Monday and Tuesday nights. If you need more information, contact Pastor David Reed at 704-648-6345. You'll find Bible Baptist Church at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville.
And the Sugarloaf Baptist Church is having a winter jubilee Saturday, February 4th, starting at 4 o'clock. Featured singers will be the Edwards family, and preaching will be by Pastor Matt Metzger of the Berea Baptist Church. Pastor Jerry Dean and the congregation welcome everyone. A time of food and fellowship will follow in the fellowship hall, and food will be prepared and served by Feeding for His Glory. A love offering will be received, and the church is located at 3146 Ridge Road in Edneyville. That is a Hendersonville address, 3146 Ridge Road in Hendersonville. Contact Pastor Jerry Dean at 553-3760 for more information.
And I think that's a wrap of things going on. Area traffic map looks pretty good, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Don't think we're missing anything. Little slowdown over on 25. But right around Mills Gap Road, but that's a normal area.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of backs up there a little bit,
yeah.
Especially at lunchtime with folks running errands, but I'm not seeing any major slowdowns.
That's a good deal. Yeah.
Well, how about we go out today with a song from the Marksman Quartet? They're
like
going to be with us for Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you the date because I'm waiting on a confirmation, but they'll be here, and also the Wheeler family will be here as well.
Oh, good.
So we'll start giving you more specific dates and times from the different groups that are going to be with us, but we appreciate the Marksmen, and we'll go out with them from a song from last year.
All right.
Have a great afternoon.
Just over yonder, beyond the river, there is a city of pure delight, where many loved ones are congregating with palms of victory and robes of white.
Just over yonder, there'll be no heartache, no lonely days if there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get over Yeah. There's nothing here, friend, but disappointment. So often here we are left alone. But over yonder, hearts will grow fonder, and separation will never come.
Just over yonder, there'll be no heartache, no lonely days if there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get over home. Just over yonder, I'll soon be going to see my Savior up on his throne and hear a welcome ring out through heaven. Oh, weary pilgrim, this is your home.
Just over yonder, there'll be no heartache, no lonely days if there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get home.
Just over yonder, there'll be no heartache, no lonely days if there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get home.